Welcome to the Maria Heller Show. On the net since 2000 and still going strong. If you feel like you're not getting the real news, if you feel like you're not connected spiritually, you have found your home. Maria covers a wide range of topics as only a snarky New Yorker can. Straight up, no chaser. No censorship, no corporate sponsors, thus true freedom of speech. Your subscription gives you unlimited access as a member of the smartest audience on earth. Relax and enjoy the education. Now here's Maria.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to Hell and High Water with my friend, co-host, adopted son, Chuck Ocelli. If you're not familiar with Chuck's work, get over to ocelli.com. I have a live link right here for you to tune it in and support the few real voices that are still out there that didn't go totally off the cliff. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Mom. You know, no, not off the cliff just yet, but... Sometimes you look at the abyss and you wonder, I'm not going to say that, but you know what I'm saying.
Yes, I do.
How deep does your love go exactly? How long do you want to stick around? I don't know. It's a strange world and it's getting stranger every day.
That's okay. That's all right. We'll cover it until we don't. Chuck, I did want to start out by thanking you for making that post on Facebook to let people know I got another 30-day ban. Obviously, they don't have a problem with white supremacists or people that actually make threats and kill people on Facebook and post a live video, but they have a problem with me, and they always have.
Well, you know that, justifying rape, justifying genocide, and... speaking about non-existent genocides, that's all good. As long as you're lying, you're good on Facebook, I think. It's just a little bit of truth, and you might get in trouble.
Well, I'll tell you what, it didn't take me long to realize the real reason they kicked me off. And even though I'm ghosted, I was able to put that story up, pin it to the top of the page. And it was the story about Israel leading America into World War III. It was by an ex. Let me just bring it up so I can tell you what I'm talking about.
I just want to say while you're doing that, I'm absolutely completely flabbergasted and surprised by this statement. Not really, but I just figured.
Right.
I'll try.
It was retired U.S. Colonel. Israel is dragging the United States into World War III. Now, every time I get banned, they give me some other bullshit excuse. But when I think about it and I psychically look at it, it's always because I posted something about Israel. And it's interesting because so far, that one story, you know how rare it is to get anything shared on Facebook more than 3 shares, right? Mm-hmm. As of this morning, 233 shares.
Oh, wow.
So I said bingo.
That's amazing, given the way that they limit you, given the way they limit people like me. I got people contacting me saying, you haven't posted on Facebook in a long time. Is everything okay?
Right.
And it's hilarious because it's like, well, I post stuff every week guaranteed. I don't spend a lot of time on it anymore. But the fact is that even people who want to see what I have to say have to go find it. It doesn't come up for them.
Right. They probably just ghost you out of the news feed. But I see it once in a while. But listen, what do you expect from Zuckerberg? He's an open Zionist. He's in bed with Israel, literally. You know, he's already taken millions of dollars to promote Trump in 2020. This guy's a traitor. And, I call it Zion Book. So, I pushed the envelope for the past, since my last ban, to see what is it going to take for them to ban me. It was almost like I was testing it. I post a lot of crazy, strong stuff, but it was, I'm sure, this article. It wasn't because I called the warmongers white devils looking for war.
Yeah, well, when you emailed me to tell me that's what you had thought at first it looked like, and, well, that is the kind of thing that'll also get you banned because how dare you? I mean, you can make lots of other racist statements, but white people, what's wrong with you?
Well, the last time you use white trash, that'll get you kicked off. If you use those two words together, because a lot of other people have commented that they've gotten kicked off. So you could say black, you could say Latino, but you can't say white.
Oh, I got the half a month ban for that actually, and the post I don't think ever even arrived anywhere. It like banned automatically by an algorithm,
right?
Where they you try to post it and immediately the message comes up.
Right. Well, in yesterday's news show, I also covered the other story of Israel's control of social media. What they're paying these kids to work on social media to strike anybody that talks about Israel. I mean, it's very, very deep. And for anybody that missed yesterday's show, you'll have to go in because it was a pretty long, detailed naming facts and names of their businesses and what they pay these people to protect Israel. So people need to pay attention to that. Anyway, let's get on with it. I did get to see, even though I'm ghosted, the congratulatory letter you got from the University of Alabama for speaking there on Kennedy's assassination. I wanted to ask you about that. I didn't even know you were doing that.
I try actually to reach out in an educational fashion wherever I can to assist people who are looking to actually teach something real about that part of history. When in an academic setting, I don't generally talk about it even. But this was a kind of an interesting case because for many years, researchers had complained that, in academia, you will never get heard, by the legitimate history departments or things like that. And quite frankly, I don't believe in limitations. Now, I'm not saying it's the only way to educate people at all, obviously, because I'm doing it myself constantly. But, if we have the chance to tell college students that, look, there is a legitimate reason to question the official story about anything, I certainly think it's worth my time, and I was really happy to do it for their history department. I was actually the closing speaker, and what I focused on was the media's treatment of the assassination as it was happening, and over the years mainly. But I also wound up taking a lot of questions and things from the students, and trying to help them follow up on their research regarding the subject. And quite frankly, it's not something everybody does, I know. But I think it was definitely worth a couple of hours of my time, Maria.
Good for you. Well, I've done similar work in the past, and I may just start doing it again. It all depends on where I land. But it's always nice to talk one-on-one with people, people in person, not necessarily just online. So congratulations to you, and I'm glad you did it.
I appreciate it. Thank you. It's also kind of interesting too because I wasn't even going to post this online. I was just happy to get it. But here's the funny part. You know how critics are, right? So somebody had heard me state when I was talking to Dave Emery. You remember Dave Emery?
The name's familiar.
Yeah, he's been around a long time, like 40 years doing, broadcasts out of California. I mean, he was kind of tied to Mae Brussel.
Oh,
So you're
okay.
talking about, people that were doing this a long time ago, broadcasts, about conspiracy research of one sort or another. And I said to him, because he made that statement about you can't be heard in academia. And I said, well, Mr. Emery, with all due respect, I do get heard in academia, and I'm not a professor. I have a high school diploma, by the way. That's it. But the reality is that I've taken the time to educate myself enough that those who do have doctorates and such might understand that I have something to offer. And no, if we work at it, we can get heard anywhere if we're bringing legitimate information and real stuff forward.
Right. And
So
not
I
acting
wanted to
like,
tell him that's changed a little,
Right. Not acting like a complete lunatic.
Right.
Not acting like a born again, trying to beat it down people's throats.
Well,
It's
right.
just here it is, you accept it or you don't. I did the homework, here it is. You like it, great. You don't, too bad, too sad. So.
Well, yeah. Exactly, but the thing is that when somebody heard that on my show, I just offhand mentioned, I said, you know, I lectured at the University of Alabama recently. And it was funny because, you know, Dave said, oh, that's great, you know. And so I get an email, you're a liar, basically. And you never lectured anywhere and this and that. So the next day when I was reading this email, Kim went to the post, our mailbox.
Right.
All right. And brought in this letter for me. I said, oh, well, I'm scanning this and uploading it. I'm going to redact my address, but here you go, Chief. You think I'm a liar?
Right.
Well, here's in public. I got a thank you letter. And, you know, very kind thank you letter, and I really appreciated it, but I just wanted to kind of say, look, I don't make things up. I can make mistakes, but right. I never make shit up.
Right.
Okay?
Well, listen, there's always plenty of trolls out there. I'm sure there's plenty of trolls that reported me to get me kicked off that and kicked off Twitter and whatnot.
I felt like the universe was telling me definitely make it a point to put this out there.
No, I'm glad you did, and I'm glad I saw it this morning. Yeah.
So there you go.
The other thing I saw this morning, since we have, as David Icke constantly has taught, problem, reaction, solution, I have to tell you, I don't see anybody that's ever beat Donald J. Trump when it comes to problem, reaction, solution. He creates the problem, he creates the reaction, then he creates the solution. I've never seen anything like it, and yet the media, if they have the nerve to call themselves the media, seem to just keep fluffing him up. No matter how many rape charges, no matter how many wars, no matter how many children are dying in his concentration camps, it's like everybody wants to be a part of the show.
Well, you know, I'm not sure about the solution part of any of this.
Well, you know what I'm talking about is made-up solutions, you know. Oh, look, I was going to bomb Iran. He starts the issue with Iran by breaking the nuclear treaty. Then he wants to bomb Iran, so there's his reaction. And then his solution is, I pulled back the last 10 minutes, which, you know, all of this story was a lie from beginning to end. There were never any planes in the air.
Well, here's the thing. Let's try to be objective for a moment, right?
All right.
Let's imagine that part of his story is true, because often he does make some reality into his absolute denial of reality, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the problem with that. In a scenario where a president is in this position, that is, you know, let's not even bother with the fact that he created the problem. Let's just say that this was something that had to be contemplated. I've spoken to people who have briefed presidents, right?
Right.
And so have you, I think. They do not come into the room without casualty estimates.
Of course.
In the first, you know, listen, this is the damage you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, whether it's the desired objective or it's the collateral damage, those estimates are there. Now, sometimes, you know, listen, for their own reasons, they alter them a bit or
right.
whatever, but nobody's going to say, oh, gee, we didn't even figure out that 150 people were going to be killed. We'll get back to you.
Right.
That's not how these guys function.
Of course not. He knew hours in advance, not 10 minutes in advance. And why would anybody think that he gives a shit about 150 people when Americans are dying every day, when children are dying in his concentration camps? What would make anybody believe that he cares about human life?
Well, yeah, but there's that. But let's make a point even worse, Maria. Here's something that the American public is not generally aware of, but if you do a lot of deep political research, you find out. There are continuously individuals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, working on what they call contingency plans.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the scenario by which this would occur is already known by the Pentagon, by these people who have contemplated this 20 different ways. I promise you that. There is no way, okay, that this was just dreamed up by him. Somebody has a prepackaged contingency plan for anything. If I said, as the President of the United States, I want to bomb Canada, I promise you there are 100 plans to bomb Canada. that are just waiting to be dropped on the president's desk, okay? That is how the military functions. Right. There is not, oh, we'll get back to you after we figure it out, sir. That is bull. Even if they don't know the answer, they have one written down already, or, you know, maybe it's digital now, I don't know. But it used to be in a paper document. So it's just in complete opposition to reality, that entire story.
Right.
Then you have the aspect of, gee, what a hero. He saved us from himself.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, what is that?
I don't know if you saw Seth Meyers last night, but he did a really good one where he said Trump saved us from himself and that he did a split screen of Trump attacking himself. Listen, late night comics cover more news than, I hate to say it, disappointing people like Chuck Todd.
Man, see, every time I hear the name Chuck Todd, I think of that My Cartoon President show, because they show these you know, talking head news people on there,
right.
And the Chuck Todd character is just dead on.
Yeah, he disgusts me. I used to like him, but he disgusts me. I mean, Shep Smith and Chris Wallace are doing a better job lately of questioning Trump.
Of course.
So it's crazy. But what did you think about Rouhani this morning saying that the White House is afflicted by mental retardation and that the path to diplomacy is permanently closed because of the new sanctions?
Well, you know, look, there's a few mixed messages coming out of there. And what do you expect at this point? I think it's a sage and salient point to make that apparently the mouthpiece, for the U.S. government at this point in time does appear to have some sort of mental disability. I didn't see retardation used as a word, but, you know, I'm not objecting to the term.
Well, I've seen it. I've seen it in many articles, and Trump went crazy this morning over that. Threatening that if he touches anything American, he'll obliterate them. Well, I guess that leaves Trump safe. That's one of the posts I made on Instagram. I said, well, that leaves Trump out because he's not American in my thoughts, you know. But listen, this guy, I've been trying to label his mental disease. How many more psychiatrists have to point it out, how dangerous he is as president because of his mental disease? He's like a combination of bipolar, dementia, everything you could possibly come up with. And it was interesting when I saw mental retardation, I said, oh, I guess Iran doesn't have to worry about being politically correct, because I saw everybody went nuts when somebody else used the word retarded in a post a while ago. And I was like, listen, that's what they used to call it in this country. Okay, they called it mental retardation. Okay. When I was a kid in Brooklyn, when you said to, you know, one of your friends, or you're fighting with somebody and you said, you're a retard, we didn't mean it in that way. Okay. Words matter, but words have different meaning. But how can you expect, I mean, once he tore up that deal with Iran, why in the hell would they believe anything this guy is going to say or do?
You see, that is the key here to the whole issue, right? I mean, we can get into the comedy of the planes and...
Right, but
you know,
Trump
how many credibility.
Lives
is the drone worth?
Right, he has zero credibility, except with his limited paid $50 to show up at his cult rallies, fans.
Mm.
So he has no credibility around the world, not with our allies. No one trusts him. And God only knows, the Pentagon doesn't trust him, and they don't even tell him, Intel doesn't even tell him about our own cyber attacks that we're doing on Russia, because they know they can't trust him. So we have a man in office that no one trusts. We have nothing but empty departments, acting this, acting that, and we're a rudderless ship, as far as I'm concerned, with a total maniac at the wheel.
Well, see, we would do a lot better with a rudderless ship, quite honestly. The sad part is that there is a rudder, and again, there's still a maniac at the wheel. Now, how much can he steer is the question. I'm hoping that I've always been right, that the president doesn't inherently have the power that I thought he did every day. Because, look, here's the major issue, and I said this when people were still speculating about whether he was going to win, I said, you know, imagine this guy for a minute during the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Oh, God.
Imagine this guy for a minute during, you know, some of the sensitive things that went on. Even Ronald Reagan, for God's sake, who was, you know, deranged, all right, really not part of reality, had the sense to put some people in who were sane actors. You didn't like their decisions, but they knew enough not to make diplomatic disasters out of everything, okay? And there is a way of doing things that I'm not saying it's got to be done the old-fashioned way. I'm saying that there is strategic realities.
Right.
You don't make half of the statements that this guy makes trying to assert his toughness.
Well, think about it. When did you ever see a president, while he's overseas on some diplomatic mission, decide in the middle of the night to start ripping on Bette Midler or Cher? I mean, this man is nuts. He's an embarrassment, to say the least.
Well, right. But, you know, the thing is, though, it's not just about, well, gee, can we defeat Iran and what? You got to consider the entire strategic relationship,
right,
and other places that people are not focused on how they're going to react to this. You know, Iran is not an island unto itself. It's got allies, right? So you got to consider all of the relationships with those people, exactly how that's going to turn based on your public statements. And why is it that you're constantly confronted with him on the news and his nonsense and his Twitter and all that? You know, at least somebody like, and I know that you agree with me, even Obama, who you got your issues with, even Bush, for God's sake, right, either one, who you got your issues with, Bill Clinton, who I got issues with, as far as the terrible things they did,
right,
have the sense more often to do one thing that we all learned, okay, as kids, or at least, I don't know, maybe it's just a Northeastern thing. But, you know, a lot of times it's best to keep your mouth shut.
Right.
So that you don't inform your enemies of what it is you intend to do.
Right.
What it is you're aware of.
Well,
what it is you've done wrong.
Well, okay? Trump telegraphs everything, because then he wants the attention and then he wants people to beg him to stop, even though he's the one that created the problem. You know, just like telegraphing last weekend, he was going to have these supposed mass arrests by ICE. You know, he's going to throw a million Latinos out of the country. And then he turns, you know, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to give the Democrats 2 more weeks. Imagine being Latino or illegal in this country or a dreamer and having to live every day in a state of fear like this.
Listen, the whole thing is out of control. You want to get into this part of the news? You see another crazy thing going on, right? Don't call those concentration camps where those kids are. And hey, by the way, you know, sleeping on a cement floor with a tinfoil blanket with, you know, no food and no sort of cleaning supplies. I mean, normally you don't put murderers in this country in that sort of position. They at least get, you know, a cot,
right,
and they get fed. And, you know, a lot of them don't usually get babysitting duties of the other inmates,
right,
like these kids are getting in detention. But, hey, that's the Democrats' fault, right?
Right. 7-year-old kids taking care of infants, you know, arresting, you know, a mother, a pregnant woman with her 2 children. You know, these kids, they're not entitled to soap. They're not entitled. Meanwhile, they've got the flu. They've got, you know, all kinds of things going on. Lice must be, you know, rampant. But then you got to really look at it and it always comes down to the same thing, Chuck. It's a simple sentence. Follow the money.
Mm-hmm.
All right. These are concentration camps for profit, worse than our prisons for profit. And I don't know how many people remember or don't remember, because there's so much 24/7 news that it doesn't stop. But remember, John Kelly is on the board of one of the largest concentration camps for these people. So who's making the money here? You know, that's
about the money, but
right. What was that guy that worked for a Bush administration that was connected to those bullshit machines they have you walk through at the airport now? Michael somebody or other. He made a killing on those machines.
Oh, of course he did.
All right, so you got to always look at, you know, follow the money. You know, they're saying it's $775 a day to house one child, when Trump's D.C. hotels rate is $757 a night. So why not put these kids in Trump's hotels? It saves us $20 a head. First of all, $775 a day. They should be living at the Waldorf.
Yeah, no kidding. You could probably offer half of that to to a lot of struggling families,
right,
to house and take care of these kids. Where, you know, listen, let's check out the situation. Is your house adequate? You know, I'm sure they could provide them with more than a cement floor, and maybe even turn the lights off at night so they can sleep. That's a possibility, I think.
Well, they're torture chambers. They're torture chambers. That's what they do, you know, to torture you, like in places like Gitmo. Yesterday, I reported that a lot of these private concentration camps from Louisiana to Mississippi are basically black sites. They're not even listed as part of the rest of the concentration camps. And this is happening under the nose of Americans who are sitting back doing absolutely nothing, as far as I'm concerned. They don't even want to hear about it. If it wasn't for the inspectors and the lawyers that went in there, they wouldn't be taking 300 kids out of one of those shelters and moving them somewhere else today.
No, that's absolutely true. I mean, did you see the interaction with the lawyers there and the government lawyer trying to argue that, well, you know, it depends on what your definition
right,
is.
Right. Did you see how fast that old guy shut her down? Looking at that woman's face, that blonde you're talking about, I have to tell you, Chuck, if I was in that room, I would have jumped her, okay? If I was able to slap her down from across the TV, I would have done it. So here you have a country, the Save the Zygote country, heartbeat bills being passed, the fake Christians, you know, save the fetus. These children are being tortured, raped, drugged, abused in every fashion. And they're okay with it. As one GOP pig, I think he was in Texas, said, it's not like these kids are from Texas. In other words, they're not our kids, so who cares?
Yeah, well, you know, isn't that the attitude across the board? Like you said, you know, listen, we'll protect the heartbeat, but once you're out here breathing and you're
right,
among the living,
you're on your own.
You're on your own.
Well, you know, maybe they take their Bible too literal, you know, and I often try to remind people when Jesus said, suffer the children unto me, he didn't mean it physically.
Well, okay. He didn't say make the children suffer.
Right.
So they got to pray for
me. He meant suffer, like bring them to me.
Yes.
But we live in, right, we live where you have all these fake Christians with their fake Messiah in office. You know, now I was reading, I think it was a church in Alabama, where the governor's now approved for the evangelicals to have their own police force.
Oh, lovely.
And they talk about a war on Christians. I think it was Jim Baker that said when Trump loses, all the Christians are going to be murdered by the liberals. I mean, these people are insane. And, you know, if they want this war, they're telegraphing it. If they want people to actually war on the Christians, they're doing everything possible to make that happen.
Listen, I can't argue with a single thing you're saying. There is something called provocation. And if you're going to, treat people as they are, eventually they will strike back. And I know, you know, kids can't hire lawyers, so I guess they're not that afraid of them.
Well, you remember that little boy, what was he, 2 years old, who had no representation in front of a judge?
Mm-hmm.
A two-year-old kid is going to defend himself and doesn't even speak English. This is what America is. And people still want to live under the illusion that our government gives a shit about any of us. They don't understand. This is just the first round of people Trump would be happy to get rid of, just like Hitler. You know, people don't realize Hitler didn't start with the Jews, okay? I don't know how many times I have to continue to repeat this to people. He started with the defective Germans, what he considered were defects, physical or mental. They were first. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then he moved on. You know, he moved on to the Jehovah's Witnesses. You know, nobody talks about how many of them were killed. Then he moved on, of course, to the gays. Then he finally got around to the Jews. Well, eventually, you're going to see the same thing happen here, because I think it was Ivana Trump who said that his favorite book that was on his nightstand was Hitler's book. So you got a wannabe dictator in office who's more mentally insane than Hitler ever could have been.
You know, and one thing you could say about Adolf Hitler is that he was an artist, at least.
Yeah,
he had
shitty
a creative
artist.
Outlet.
Right, he was about as bad a painter as George W. So I was reading that 60,000 children have been detained just in the past 40 days.
Wow.
Where's the Save the Children? Where are the Save the Children people? And they're treating them like dogs. Listen, that's child abuse, no matter how you look at it. If you and I kept our kids in those in that kind of filth, we'd be in jail. And yet the government does it, and with our taxpayer dollar, with the approval of the Christian nation, and nobody seems to care.
Well, you know, what can you do? Look, even if you look to the other side of the equation, another, you know, the alleged equation, another Christian, right, who is actually supposed to be progressive. Did you see Pete Buttigieg's handling of what went on in South Bend?
No, I didn't get to see it.
Look, I tortured myself by watching this. I tweeted afterwards. I know you've been banned from Twitter. Sorry to bring it up, but...
Hey, I don't care. I have more time for me.
Exactly, but, you know, I said, look, this is a prime example of how a politician, no matter what you think of him, is not a leader. There was, you know, a shooting in South Bend, of all places.
Yeah,
right?
That I read, but I have to tell you, my first thought was, because he's popular in the polls, was that a setup? I don't know if you thought that, but that was my first thought. You know, you got the Christians that don't want a gay man as president. They're okay with a rapist, a multiple rapist, predator, pedophile, but they don't want a gay guy. And I said, oh, he's up in the poll. What was he, like number 4 or 5 on the list? And this happens. So maybe that's why I kind of turned off to watching it, but I'll try to watch it later.
See, and now I would go with the idea that it's a setup, but here's the problem. We also know that the still untold story of, you know, uniformed murderers all across the country, one way or another, are killing people in interactions. Okay, yeah, that's your police forces all over the country. And it's not just black people. In this case, it was a black man, but you're still looking at this happening all over the country, and it's acceptable.
Oh, yeah, 1,100 Americans a year killed by cops. Listen,
right.
Hold on, Chuck. Let's take a short break. So hold that thought, and we'll be right back. Hi, this is Maria. I don't often get to talk directly to the listeners here on the Gary Noll Network, but I felt like doing that today. I know a lot of you really enjoy my show, but you might not know that I do 4 shows a week over at my website, maria.net. So if you're loving the show you get to hear on Sunday, come on over to my site and subscribe, because I've got hundreds of hours of great shows on pretty much every topic in the universe. And that again is maria.net, M-E-R-I-A.net. And now we can get back to this excellent show. Thanks. Hi, Maria here, and I have a message due to the pressure of the times we're living in. I'm calling on all students and millennials to get the education they need to fight the fascism taking over our world. I've made a special subscription offer for students and for seniors on a limited budget. For just $9.99 a month, you can subscribe and get that education. Over 500 hours of real education that's necessary to understand the world, the problems, and the solutions. Remember, knowledge is power. Together, you can change the world, but to do so, you must be informed of what's really going on and have real facts to support you in your endeavors. It's time for all the grandmothers to take a stand and teach the younger generation what their life could be and how to get there. Help me help you. One person cannot do it alone, and the guidance you seek is right here at www.maria.net, M-E-R-I-A.net. Your generation is the generation we've been waiting for, so let me help you. Thanks for listening. Okay, welcome back to Hell and High Water with Chuck and myself. Get over to Ocelli.com. And support the people that are supporting you and telling you the truth and brave enough to do that. Because it takes a lot of bravery to stand up in a world that's gone insane, that's for sure. Chuck, did you want to finish up with Buttigieg? Because I didn't really catch that whole story yet.
Well, look, you know, you could argue it's a setup. You could argue a lot of things. But I watched the way he handled it. And if this is how he's going to handle, you know, an angry crowd in South Bend, I don't think he is capable of handling an angry crowd, you know, that might be national. So just objectively, the guy's not ready. Okay, period. That's the way I see it. Now, whether this is organic or not, that could be, you know, for speculation, argument. But to me, I actually default to the idea that it is organic because, again, it's still happening. You know, it's no longer sexy in the headlines because all day long we got to worry about what a maniac is tweeting in the White House.
All right.
But this is happening everywhere in the country.
Yeah, I mean, just last week there were two shootings at two different Costcos. You know, it's getting to the point where they want the fear amped up so much that you're not safe anywhere you go.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you'll cry, please let my government protect me with a total Hitler police force.
Yeah, well, when they come to protect you, you know, you've already lost. That is effectively the equation, you know, because the only way to make a situation worse most of the time is to call in the policy enforcers. And the fact is that I do believe that that this looks like something that organically happened because it simply happens everywhere.
Right.
It really does.
I just thought, what a coincidence. That was my first thought.
Yeah, and you know what? I thought that about this Michael Avanti situation, Avenatti, excuse me, situation.
Right.
Where it's like, isn't that fascinating that right after he really does shake a lot of things up, as soon as it quiets down, all of a sudden everybody's coming after him.
Right.
You know, for some pretty outlandish things. But see, here we go. You gotta balance it a little bit because after all, he is a lawyer, and therefore he's automatically ethically challenged.
Of course, of course. But I did want to add for people that you know are listening about the kids. Just before we did our show today, I got a news bulletin that the head of Customs and Border Protection is resigning, and his name is John Sanders. He should resign with his head between his legs in shame, as my mother would say. But they resign and he puts in more garbage, and now it looks like he's getting tired of Mick Mulvaney. I don't think it's because of Coughgate, which is what they're calling, you know, God forbid he coughed while Trump was talking. But I think it's because of these new leaks on the vetting process where Mulvaney said that Trump was not a good person.
Oh, yeah.
But listen, Mulvaney's nothing but a piece of crap anyway, okay? The more you learn about him, the more you see what a demon he is and how against the consumers he is. He's just everything this administration touches, they destroy. And yet, where's the Democrats? Where's the impeachment? When does that happen?
Well, you know, that, again, you got to turn back to it because, well, it's not time for impeachment. Well, see, this is the problem.
Right.
Make a lot of noise.
Right.
And do nothing about it, you know.
I know. It's crazy. And listen, now you got another story that the media was totally crickets on all weekend, and they were called out about it. And that's the latest rape accusation against Trump by Carol. And Trump this morning saying that wasn't his type and that he doesn't know her. Okay, I've seen multiple pictures of him with her and with his wife at the time, Ivana, and her husband. And I'll tell you what, she looked like a dead ringer for Marla Maples in those pictures. And he was married at that time to Marla Maples while he was raping her in the dressing room of Bergdorf Goodman. Just like he was raw-dogging Stormy Daniels when his wife gave birth to Barron.
Well, but
have
you know,
we become immune? Have we become immune to this? If this story came out about Obama, one woman, they would have crucified him. This is what, 16, 17 women?
Yeah, well, what is it? It's actually, 21 altogether, I think, that have actually made accusations. You know, they vary in degree.
But Jean Carroll now says, where yesterday she wasn't going to do anything about it, but since she's getting so many death threats, et cetera, she said that she's thinking about going to the police. Because remember, New York doesn't have a statute of limitations on rape.
No, they don't. But, you know, again, here we go with a problem. Because if you believe this for a second, and you think that there is, you know, this isn't about miscommunication. This isn't, you know, Brett Kavanaugh when he's a kid. This isn't, you know, it's just, where is the line exactly for exactly how disturbing this has to get?
I don't know. Do they have to see him, like, slashing a woman's throat while he's suffocating her and raping her? I mean, you know, he raped his own first wife, okay? It's in their divorce papers. Anybody can read it. You know, he viciously raped her. And then let alone the 13-year-old girl who sued him on Jeff Epstein's island for rape. This is what we have as president to add to everything else we know about him besides being, you know, mental. And everybody just ignored that story over the weekend. All of a sudden this morning now, the story's in the news because they're saying, why didn't the news react to it? And have we become numb and normalized this?
That's what it's come down to, I think. I think it actually has become normalized and so normal that, I mean, think about this for a minute. I know you and I passed this sentence back and forth and we know what it means. But when it's the first defense for you, when you're being accused of this, is she's not my type.
Right. I didn't know rapists have a type because rape is an act of violence, not sex.
There's your problem.
Right.
Okay, so either you admit that, you know, if she was your type, what? Does that mean that
he's saying that looking at her today, but when you see when it happened, she was a knockout. There's no way she was his type. She could be his daughter, his type, like Stormy Daniels, who reminded him of his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But the thing is, he's been a constant adultering cheat his whole life through all his marriages, all his relationships, a predator, a man who detests women because no one that loves women treats women and talks about women the way he does. So to me, he has a hatred for women.
See, and here's a weird thing, and I don't know if everybody's going to like me to say this, but the fact is that my personal attitude is, if he's just a cheating husband, if he's just a guy who's screwing around with willing adult women, that's his problem. That's the adult women's problem. That's his wife's problem. That's got nothing to do with anything. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, he could still be a good president like Kennedy was.
Well, like anybody could be. Listen,
right.
Because you have a morally compromised, you know, circumstance with that. And let's be frank here. When the wife is either accepting of it or ignores it.
Wow, the money's good.
It is what it is. Okay.
Right.
And there are people that are not in positions of power that function this way in the world. You know it.
Oh, yeah. I always said it. And, you know, it's a joke, but it's the truth. When I look at what some women are married to, I realize how much they hated working for a living.
Yeah, true enough. But the thing is, this is not even something that horrifies me because it's just the acceptable ugliness of the character. That's just them. But when you're talking about assaulting people and demeaning people,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, libeling them and calling them liars, and I mean, it goes to another level here.
Exactly. But what woman, even women running for office, hasn't he insulted or taken on? He says he's a punk and he's a coward. Okay. Guy like that. You know, I came across plenty of Trumps in my day in New York and they got the back of my hand and they got the back of my hand hard. Okay. The problem is no one's done that to him. Obviously, his mother obviously didn't beat him enough when he was a kid because he certainly would have deserved it. I also wanted to talk to you about a couple of other things. So I don't want to get too stuck here. This morning, another, you know, it's like every minute of the day, there's something new from the lunatic. This morning, the news is reporting that Trump wants to end our post-war Japanese defense pact. I mean, who is this guy working for? You know, I can't even guess anymore.
See, that's the interesting thing, is that every one of these crazy statements is so incoherent. You know, he still thinks he's doing well with Kim Jong-un, who's laughing at him.
Well, they're sending each other love letters. What are they sending each other, dick pics?
Hey, you know what? I would feel better if that's what they were sending each other than probably what's actually going on.
I don't know. My thought is that it probably is dick pics. So, I mean, you got a woman hater and a wannabe dictator and another dictator, both of which don't have a barber worth a shit. And Kim hasn't stopped his missile testing. He hasn't stopped anything. And Trump is still in love with him while Trump is threatening our allies.
Right. But again, not understanding the nuances of diplomacy, he legitimized the North Korean leader even more.
Oh, yeah.
Gave him a better prominent position in the world. And, you know, so therefore, big meeting in Russia, that's all great. Chinese discussions, South Korea. You know, that Kim Jong-un played him very well.
Oh, for sure. Like a fiddle. Got to give the guy credit for that. Let's go to something else since you're such a JFK buff. This morning, Melania said that she helps children everywhere. And she got really ripped to pieces on social media. It was, a week, 2 weeks? I don't know. Every day feels like an eternity under this administration. Where Trump introduced Melania as the new Jackie O. I'm sure you saw how that went over on social media.
Oh, yes.
Now, yeah. Jackie O didn't become Jackie O until her husband was assassinated, okay? So is Trump asking for assassination? Is that how he's comparing Melanie, his wife, that he doesn't even know how to spell her name, to? I don't recall seeing any nude pictures of girl-on-girl nudes with Jackie Kennedy. And, you know, they've had many decades now, if those pictures existed, to have put them out in the public. Do you?
You know, I can't recall that at all, number one. Number two, here's what I do recall, though, and it's a rather fascinating contrast that I bet you hardly anybody thinks of. The Kennedy family, regardless of their, you know, rather interesting background with Joe Kennedy, and yeah, he was a gangster and he was a sleazy politician and blah, 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 okay. But the Kennedy kids that came in that generation with John and Jack, you know, Bobby and even Teddy, you know, for all his problems.
Right.
That generation and generations after, you know what they have actually done? Help children. They have helped disabled children. Jackie herself helped children during the time that she was the first lady.
Right.
Really, directly, in person.
Right. She didn't wear a jacket that said, I really don't care, do you?
Well, exactly. You know, not that, right? But no, actually going and doing stuff where the press wasn't always invited or involved.
Right.
Okay? Where she directly did things of goodwill. The Kennedy family, indeed, as some of Bobby's kids to this day, nobody even pays attention. But, you know, to this day, they still work with mentally challenged kids everywhere. You know why? In honor of their aunt.
Of course. And then you got the Trumps who were busted for stealing money from their Children's Cancer Fund.
So, oh, yeah. You know, funneling the money back into dad's golf course or their own pockets.
Right, and we're supposed to believe they care about any lives, ours, Iranians, anybody's, anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I did also want to bring up, you know, let's talk about, and I don't know how you feel about it, but let's go there anyway. Alex Jones just took quite the beating in court from Lenny Posner. He's been sanctioned. He hasn't been sentenced to, you know, or his fees or whatever done. And then, of course, when he supposedly was sending information to the lawyers for the other side, it was laced with child pornography. And Alex is now trying to, he's offering $1 million bounty for the hacker that put that child pornography on his supposed email server, whatever. When you look at this, I'm surprised he's not picked to replace Sarah Sanders, but hey, it could still happen. I warned people for years about this guy. I warned my guests. I warned my co-host. I warned my listeners that this guy was disinfo from the get-go. And, you know, it doesn't take much to do investigation on him to see where he comes from, who funded him, and the religious order that he's part of.
Absolutely.
When you look at that, you know, I often told, you know, even my own co-host that I don't even want to mention because I'm so hurt for him because he got taken down with this mess, that just because a false flag happens doesn't mean nobody died. And I'm thinking Charlottesville. So you had everybody saying Charlottesville was fake, including a co-host that I had to, after 20 years, say goodbye to. And I said, Heather Heyer was murdered. She was a real person. Her mother existed. The film is there. But there are conspiracy theorists that really see a conspiracy in everything. And they won't buy truth and they'll find a way to convince you of their story. Now, I'm not specifically talking about Sandy Hook because I think Fetz's work on Sandy Hook was great. But I also remember telling him many times, that doesn't mean no one was killed. But they just have to go there. So now you have the kid who killed Heather Heyer. He admitted in court this week that he did it deliberately, driving into that crowd of protesters, you know, where Trump said there's good people on both sides. And he was begging for mercy, claiming, you know, oh, I had a bad childhood and some mental problems. How do you tell the difference?
How do you tell the difference? Well, okay, quickly on your former co-host there, just real fast, it's a self-inflicted wound that he suffered there, okay? He did this to himself, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, and I try to warn him, you know, even tying in with Trump, I said, you're going to ruin credibility of 40 years of your work.
Well, it just, I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay, but I don't want to go there because I really loved him and I love him as a person and I sure as hell don't wish anything bad on him.
No, look, I'm not trying to wish bad things on him. I'm just saying that.
I mean, Alex, he gets what he deserves because he screwed over so many people that it's sickening. And, you know, Jack Blood is the first person that comes to mind when I think about that. But, you know, I got a lot of stories for maybe when I retire and I don't care if somebody wants to pop me, I'll write about it. But, you know, you can't.
There's a lot to be said about AJ there, for sure. But what I just wanted to just say that, you know, like I said, with your former co-host there, I'm not saying anything against him, but he sort of made his own bet on that one. I feel that way.
I know. However, listen, Chuck, the way I talk to you off air is the way I talk to every one of my guests and the way I talk to every one of my co-hosts. Some listen, some don't. You know, it even reminds me of, you know, Dave McGowan. I said, Dave, you got to be real careful. This stuff you put out on the Boston, you remember the Boston bullshit?
Yeah.
I said, this stuff could get you killed. You know, some listen, some don't. And, you know, I just sit here, you know, minding my own business, watching the dominoes fall.
But in the case of AJ, though, okay, let's separate this real quick. You know, you want to talk about a guy who actually has yet to get what he deserves?
Right.
Long way from it, okay? The performance artist formerly known as Alex Jones.
Right.
This guy has absolutely done nothing but screw people over, rip people off, be funded by some interesting characters over the years, and he's absolutely hijacked anything that could have been credible about what was a movement.
Right.
At one point.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Anybody that tied in with him, their careers went down the drain. It didn't take long.
And even if it didn't go down the drain, you suffered for it, and you and
all
I
right,
both
but people
jacked.
Used to tell me and say, you know, oh, but, you know, at least he's talking about 9/11, you know, he's given some truth. And I was like, half truth is still a lie. So I don't know how, you know, how somebody reels you in, what type of worm they're using doesn't really matter. You got reeled in. And yeah, of course, you know, Jack could probably write a book about him.
Yeah, I actually wish he would.
Well, Jack's had it. I mean, he actually gave up, and who blames him? Do you know what I mean? And I miss Jack. Believe me, I miss Jack as much as I miss Dave McGowan. But I don't blame him, you know? He's got a life, he's got a family, and it's not worth it, you know?
No, I got you, but you know, just open-ended thing. If this ever reaches Jack where he is, fact is, I would be willing to assist him, help him, work with him in any way I could to facilitate his return if he wanted to return. I just want that out there.
Absolutely, Jack knows he's always got an open door here, but you know, I'm happy that he's living his life. To tell you the truth, Jack's put in the years.
Oh, no, I understand, but it's just that at this point I've developed facilities where I can actually produce people. I can do a lot of things that I couldn't do before.
Good.
And I've been working at it, and you know that.
Yes, I do. So,
you know, so the reality is that if for some reason that man wants to be heard, I would love to participate in getting him heard again if that's what he wants. I'm just saying that.
Oh, well, if I hear from him, I can't talk to him now because the only contact I had with him was on Facebook. But if I hear from him, I'll let him know that for sure.
Absolutely.
Chuck, so flies another hour, and even two shows a month we can't cover just what happened yesterday, let alone, you know, the past 2 weeks.
What can you do?
Nothing.
Maybe four shows a month.
Thank God you have real stamina, and I have real stamina, because I don't think anybody else could handle this kind of a workload and stay sane at the end of it all. But you know, at least we know that, you know, some of it's real, some of it's not, and not to overreact to it, because people still have to remember you're here to enjoy your life. I know it's hard to visualize that, but you're supposed to be having a happy life. So whatever you're doing the rest of the day, turn the news off. You heard it here. You hear it on my show. You hear it on Chuck's show. You don't have to listen to it any other time. And just get out there and live your lives. Have some fun. How about that, Chuck?
Find your joy where you can. I mean, and it's not, you're not going to find it on, you know, this side of the black mirror always.
Oh, that's for sure.
You got to go out and interact with the world too. And don't, no matter what, never embrace fear.
No.
That's all I got to say about it.
Absolutely. All right, Chuck, I'll talk with you soon. Say hi to your family.
Sure will.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Chuck Ocelli, ocelli.com. And believe me, I had a long list of things I wanted to talk about, and that's as far as we got. Again, I want to thank each and every one of you for supporting the show. The more they strict me on social media, the more I count on you letting people know about my show, just the way it always was 20 years ago before social media. Anyway, whatever you're doing the rest of the day, I hope you enjoy it. You know, summer's here, so get out and do something fun while the weather allows it. And I'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening and supporting The Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.